Welcome to a brand new episode of the Borderless Voices podcast presented by the FCJ Refugee Center.
Hello everyone and welcome to our special podcast session, Right for Refuge 2025. I'm here with Shara. She is Resource Development Manager at FCJ Refugee Center. Hello, Shara.
Hi, Viji. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, so my first question, what is Right for Refuge?
Yeah, it's an amazing question to start. So Right for Refuge is a nationwide fun, family-friendly fundraiser that brings people together to walk or bike in support of charities and organizations that support people who are vulnerable, displaced, or seeking safety. For us at the FCJ Refugee Center, it is a chance to rally our community around refugee claimants and precarious migrants to raise funds, yes, but also to raise awareness. It is not a race. It is about walking or riding in solidarity. Every step or pedal stroke is a way to say you are not alone.
Okay, thank you, Shara. So I'm going to move my second question. Why this event important?
Yeah, so this right matters because people who are forced to flee their homes arrive here with a very little. So they are often dealing with trauma, uncertainty, and a complex legal system. At the center, we provide housing support, legal support and information, food security, access to essential services, and safe space. But to keep doing this, especially in these financially uncertain times, we need support. Right for Refuge help us keep our doors open. It reminds the people we serve that there is a community walking and riding beside them, even when life feels overwhelming.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, this is a service beyond that, the event, actually.
Exactly,
yeah. So, yeah. Requesting for them, you can join as you can. Okay, so Shara, I'm going to move my third question. What is new in 2025? What's our fundraising goal in this year?
In 2025, we are working to make the campaign, Right for Refuge campaign, our biggest and most inclusive campaign yet. This year, we are welcomed some amazing new supporters into our community. One of them is the Criminology Course Union from Toronto Metropolitan University. Criminology course, one of the criminology department, one of the largest academic programs in Toronto Metropolitan University's Faculty of Arts. And they have joined the campaign with real enthusiasm and energy. And Loli Rico, our founder, and I had the opportunity to visit Toronto Metropolitan University and speak with students in the CRM 360 course led by Professor John Carlisle last week. And it was a meaningful and unique experience for us, connecting directly with students and inviting them into the campaign gave us a fresh perspective and renewed hope for growing community support. So we are not stopping there. Doctors and staff from Trillium Health Partners have also created a team and riding in support of our work. And this campaign is truly becoming collaborative and collective effort. Over the years, we have been planting the seeds of solidarity through fundraising. And now, in 2025, we are starting to see those seeds grow. And the support we are receiving shows what's possible when communities come together for a shared purpose. This year's fundraising goal is 30,000, which will directly support our core programs, which will go to our programs, and to with more people arriving and fewer resources available, every dollar truly counts. And so if you have any means that support us, please join the campaign, and even you can share with your network and come to join to celebrate with us at Cedarvale Park on October 4th with a family fun, amazing event.
Exactly. As she mentioned that, we are requesting for you help us to develop our funds, as she mentioned that. We hopefully waiting your participation.
Yeah. So, yeah. And hopefully it will be a sunny day.
Yeah.
I mean, with a chilly breeze, maybe.
Exactly. That will be more joyful event.
Yeah. Please come to join us to celebrate our community together.
Exactly. Thank you, Shah.
Thank you, Viji.
We need to explain them. How can we people get involved for this event?
Yeah. So there are a few simple ways to get involved. So one of that is join our team, I mean one of the existing team, and come to Walk or Ride on October 4th. Or you can start your own team with friends, family, coworkers, or anyone from your network, and to like to donate, simply donate to support a team or individual rider. And last but not least, if you cannot make any donation, you can spread the word on social media, on your network, even that makes a big difference. So we are calling this kind of initiatives in fundraising peer-to-peer fundraising. It is kind of a circle of chain. So you might be this circle of chain. So you don't need to be a cyclist or an athlete. Just okay. Bring your heart, energy, your support. Mm-hmm. So to join the campaign or join the celebration on October 4th with us.
Exactly, this will be a fun event, so you can help us and you can entertain this event. If you want to get more information, you can visit our website, FCG Refugee Center, our official website. You can get all the details. So thank you very much, Shala.
Thanks a lot, Riji. So as a wrap up, maybe I can say that like at the heart of Ride for Refuge is a simple idea. Everyone deserves safety, dignity, and a place to call home. So right now people are arriving with hope, and we want to meet that hope with real practical support at the center. So you can part of that efforts and walk, ride, donate, or cheer from the sidelines. Every bit helps. Together we can build a city and a future where no one is left behind.
Thank you very much. Hope you will be there at the event. Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share our social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and you can also find more information in our website, www.fcgrefugeecenter.org.